phase estimation. And it has many applications, such as radar, sonar, communications, and speech and audio signal processing. Now, let's begin with example. This is example of the non-Bayesian phase estimation. And this example will demonstrate the main problems in the general periodic parameter estimation. So in this example, we consider the following model. Okay, X, N are the observations. A is the amplitude, which is assumed to be known. Theta is the unknown parameter. This is deterministic parameter, so we are in non-Bayesian estimation. And it is between minus pi and pi. We assume that we have a circular Gaussian noise, complex noise, with no invariance. Now you can see that this model is periodic with respect to theta, with respect to the unknown parameter. In this case, it is well known that this is the Kramer-Rao bound, okay, and it is proportional to the inverse of the signal-to-noise ratio. And the maximum likelihood estimator is given by this term. This is the angle of the sample mean, weighted sample mean. Now in this figure, you can see the mean square error against the signal-to-noise ratio. The black line is the Kramer-Rao bound, and the red line is the MSE of the maximum likelihood estimator. Now it can be seen that for ISNRs, the Kramer-Rao bound is achievable by the maximum likelihood estimator. That is, the Kramer-Rao bound predicts very well the performance in the asymptotic region. However, for low SNRs, you can see that the ML estimator crossed the bound. In fact, any estimator between minus pi and pi will cross the bound because the bound is linear and it goes to infinity. Now, the reason for this phenomenon is that the Kramer-Rao bound is a bound on the performance of any unbiased estimator. But in this case, the maximum likelihood is biased estimator. In fact, there is no uniformly unbiased estimator for this case. So the Kramer-Rao bound is very good bound in the asymptotic region, but this is not a valid bound for low SNRs. Okay? Any estimator will cross the bound. Okay. So to conclude, the main problems in the general periodic parameter estimation are the following. First, the conventional mean square error criterion itself is inappropriate for this estimation. This is illustrated here. You can see that if we want to estimate the angle theta, and we have arbitrary estimate of theta hat, the plane error value is this red line, and the MSE uses this error. However, the important error, the relevant error in this case, is the modulo 2 pi error. So we should use another criterion instead of the MSE, that makes use the modulo 2 pi error. The second problem is that no uniformly unbiased estimator exists in this case. And this is true not only for the phase estimation problem, this is true for any periodic parameter estimation with the periodic likelihood function. And it has been proved in these two works. Now we know that in non-Bayesian estimation, the minimization of the MSE or another criterion should be done under some restriction, under some constraint. The commonly used unbiasedness is inappropriate because no unbiased estimator exists. So we should find another constraint, another restriction. Finally, as we saw, the Kramer-Rao bound may not be valid at low SNRs, and we want to find, to derive a new bound, which will be valid at any SNR. And this is exactly what we did in this work. We used the mean square periodic error, MSPE criterion, instead of the MSE. We defined the periodic unbiasedness as the constraint instead of this constraint. And we derived a new periodic version of the Kramer-Rao bound, which is valid at any SNR. Now here you can see the general model in this work. We assume that our parameter theta is deterministic, and this is between minus pi and pi. But this is only for the sake of simplicity. You can take any time period. This is the probability space in which omega x is the observation space, p is the family of probability measures parameterized by theta, by the unknown parameter. X is the random observation vector, and theta hat is an estimator of theta, which is function from the observation space to minus pi pi. Now, we note that even if the estimator is restricted to the region of minus pi pi, and the parameter itself is also in this region, the resulting estimation error, theta hat minus theta, can be in general in minus 2 pi to 2 pi. So we should use the modulo 2 pi operator. And we use this criterion, the mean square periodic error criterion. The SPE cost function is given here. This is the square of the periodic estimation error, the modulo 2 pi of the estimation error. The modulo 2 pi operator maps the estimation error to minus pi pi. And you can see here the mean square periodic, the SPE against the error. This is periodic cost, non-negative and symmetric and also non-convex. Now we want to define the periodic unbiasedness, and we use the Lehmann definition for unbiasedness, and this definition is unbiasedness with respect to specific cost functions. According to this definition, an estimator is said to be Lehmann unbiased with respect to the cost function L if the expectation parameterized by theta, by the true parameter of this cost function, if you use the true parameter theta, it is lower than any other parameter eta in the parameter space. In other words, an estimator is unbiased if it is closer to the true parameter rather than any other parameter in our parameter space, and the closeness is measured using the specific cost function L. Okay. The basic example for this unbiasedness is the mean unbiasedness, the conventional unbiasedness. And under the mean square error cost function, the Lehmann unbiasedness is reduced to the non-unbiasedness. The expectation of the estimator is equal to the true parameter itself. So Lehmann definition generalizes our non-mean unbiased to unbiasedness under any arbitrary cost function. As I said, in this work, we are interested in unbiasedness under the SPE cost function. And in this case, this is the unbiasedness condition. In addition, in this work, we assume that we have continuous estimators. That is, estimators with an existing probability density function, PDF, okay, F theta hat of the estimator parameterized by theta. Under these assumptions, this condition can be replaced by these two conditions. The first condition is that the expectation of the periodic error is zero. So at least in the average, we have a zero periodic estimation error. And the second condition is that in this specific point, the PDF of the estimator is lower than 1 divided by 2 pi. So in the following, when I said that an estimator is periodic unbiased, I mean that these two conditions are satisfied. And here you can see the difference between mean unbiased and periodic unbiased. In the previous example of phase estimation, I said that no uniformly mean unbiased estimator exists. But this set of estimators are periodic unbiased. So periodic unbiased estimator exists. And in particular, the maximum likelihood estimator itself is periodic unbiased. You can see here the bias of the maximum likelihood estimator against theta. The blue line is the conventional bias, the mean bias, and you can see that the maximum likelihood estimator is biased. The biggest problem is around the edge. And the gray line is the periodic bias. You can see that the maximum likelihood estimator is periodic unbiased estimator in this case. Now we want to derive the new bound. And we bound the MSPE, mean square periodic error, of any unbiased, periodic unbiased estimator theta hat, okay, under some periodic regularity conditions. And the bound is given here. This is the periodic Kramer-Rao bound. This is the Kramer-Rao bound multiplied by this factor, by this non-negative factor. The Kramer-Rao bound is, of course, this is the inverse of the Fisher information, okay, and this factor multiplied the Kramer-Rao bound. And this is our new bound. And let's see some of its properties. And the first property is that the new bound, the periodic bound, is valid at any signal-to-noise ratio, while, as we saw, the Kramer-Rao bound may not be valid. The second property is that the new bound is always lower or equal to the Kramerau bound for unbiased estimators. And this can be seen here. We have the Kramerau bound multiplied by this factor. And this term, according to the second condition in the periodic unbiasedness conditions, this term should be lower than 1 divided by 2 pi. And of course, this is a negative term. So all this factor is between 0 and 1. So our bound is always lower. However, we remember that the Kramerau bound is not a valid bound for periodic estimation. So actually, this factor keeps our bound to be in the permitted region, in the valid region. Okay, the third property is that the Kramerau bound for mean biased estimators, the biased version of the Kramerau bound, coincides with our bound for periodic unbiased estimators. And you can see here, the biased Kramerau bound with this specific bias is identical to our bound with the constraint of periodic unbiasedness. These two constraints are equal. And this is very surprising, because our bound is a bound on the periodic performance, on the MSPE. And the Kramerau bound is a bound on the non-periodic performance, on the MSE. So this is not a trivial result. Finally, in similar manner, we can derive the bound for vector parameter estimation, and also for mixed vector parameter estimation, in which part of the parameters are periodic and part of the parameters are non-periodic. You can see here, for example, if we have two parameters, one of them is periodic and one is regular, and the estimator also with the same nature, we use the following constraint. We use the periodic unbiasedness constraint for theta 1 and the mean unbiasedness constraint for theta 2. And under this constraint, our matrix bound is the following. The covariance matrix of the errors vector, okay, the errors vector is the periodic errors for the periodic parameter for theta 1 and the regular error for the non-periodic parameter. So the covariance matrix of the errors vector is greater or equal to this term, in which J is the Fisher information matrix. We use the inverse of this matrix. And U is a diagonal matrix in which for all non-periodic parameters, we have 1. And for all the periodic parameters, we have this term. Okay, so we can use our bound for any parameter, non-Bayesian parameter estimation problems with periodic or non-periodic parameters and for vector or scalar estimation. Okay. Here you can see an example, and this example is example of vector parameter estimation. We want to estimate A and the phase phi. We have non-frequency, omega zero, and Gaussian noise. In this case, again, we have periodic unbiased estimators, but we don't have conventional mean unbiased estimators. The Kramerau bound matrix is given here, and this is diagonal matrix in this case. And our mixed bound is given here. You can see this factor Cn, and Cn is calculated using the probability density function of the maximum likelihood estimator, which is well known for this case. Okay, so here you can see the results for the phase estimation, okay, the periodic parameter. And this is the MSPE, mean square periodic error, against SNR. The black line is our bound, and the purple line is the Kramerau bound. These three lines are the performance of three unbiased, periodic unbiased estimators. The red line is the maximum likelihood estimator. And you can see that our bound is still valid at any SNR, while the Kramerau bound is not valid in low SNRs. We saw that the bounds and the MSPE of the estimators do not depend on the phase. And as you can see, the Kramerau bound and our bound are achievable by the maximum likelihood estimator for high SNRs. Okay, but our bound is still valid here. To conclude, in this work, the concept of non-Bayesian periodic parameter estimation was introduced. The periodic unbiasedness under the SPE, square periodic error cost function, was defined using the Lehmann definition for unbiasedness. The periodic versions of the Kramer-Rau bound for periodic parameter and for mixed periodic and non-periodic vector parameter estimation were developed. As we saw, the periodic Kramer-Rau bound provides a valid lower bound in periodic estimation, and you saw that we derived some periodic unbiased estimators and the new bound for phase estimation, for non-Bayesian phase estimation. And currently, we are working on derivation of the Boronkin-like periodic bounds, which supposed to be tighter than the Kramer-Rau bound, and also on hybrid bounds, Bayesian and non-Bayesian parameters, and finally about the periodic minimax estimation. Thank you.
That's very good. We have time for a few questions.
Okay. The bound is not a function of the estimator, but it is a function of its statistics, of its PDF in specific point. This is some of its statistics properties.
Mm-hmm.
The true value, yes. All the bounds is function of theta, also the Kramer-Rau bound, not only in periodic parameter estimation. Of the parameter, yes, of course. But it's not a function of the estimator, okay? This is only function of its statistics properties. Okay.
Yeah.
The CRB is based on small error analysis. That's why it's not valid for a low SNR. For low SNR, we use Zipf-Zakai or other bounds. Since your bound is based on CRB, what is really the usefulness of this method, of this bound? Because we know that the CRB is not useful for low SNR anyway.
Okay, that's what I said. The CRB is not useful because this is a bound on unbiased estimator. But we don't have any unbiased estimators.
No. Okay? CRB is based on small error analysis.
But the problem is that the MSE, the mean square error criterion itself, is inappropriate. Okay? You are in periodic, you have periodic parameters like angle, like DOA, like any of this periodic parameter estimation, and you want to estimate theta. Okay? The MSE is criterion that makes use this error, okay? And this is not appropriate for periodic parameter estimation. Okay, it is really more relevant, the periodic error, the modulo 2 pi error. And also the Zipf-Zakai bounds and all the bounds are bounds on the MSE. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the problem is only not only low SNRs, but the problem is that the Kramer-Rau bound is not valid. The problem is not that the bound is not tight. Okay, you can see in our example, okay, that the problem is not the tightness of the bound. Okay, the problem is that any estimator will cross the bound. Okay, so this is not a valid bound at all. Okay?
Okay, thank you again.
Thank you very much.